Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
301-230-0980 is the number. Here on a Tuesday edition of the Burgundy and Gold Today, you're tapped in to the youngest in Charles at L. Willingham, taking you up to 7 o'clock. Before we get out of here, we will give you a small preview of opening night of the NBA. We also got my Super Six Pack coming up in the final hour of the show, so make sure you keep it locked right here on the Team 980. Right now, we go out to the guest hotline for the first time this show, where we find our pal Logan Paulson.
Always thrilled to get the opportunity to catch up with one of my absolute faves, talking all things Burgundy and Gold, former Redskins tight end Logan Paulson. He is the co-host of the Take Command podcast, which you can find on YouTube, on 106.7 The Fan's page, as well as wherever you download your podcast. Logan, we appreciate you, brother.
Always a pleasure talking to you, Leno.
So let's hop in the time continuum and go back to Dallas Sunday. Obviously, you knew the deck was stacked against you when you go into a football game, minus your top three wide receivers. Obviously, the defensive performance was less than to be desired as well. But I do want to start with the offense, Logan, and really the last 2 weeks, bro. The running game, the traditional running game, has not been as effective as it has been all season long. I know some people are pointing to, you know, Washington running against stacked boxes, and when you go look at the numbers, Logan, they've run against a stacked box all year long. What about the last 2 weeks in particular have caused this run game to kind of not be as efficient as it's been all year?
Yeah, I mean, I'm definitely one that believes the stack box thing is a thing, but I also think how you execute and how defenses play the stack box is another thing, too, that needs to be considered. And so if you just look at the Dallas game, for example, I thought they were very aggressive in terms of bringing some type of, however you want to characterize this player, the strong safety or nickel player, and depending on the personnel, it's going to be a strong safety. Depending on the personnel, it could be the nickel, obviously. But in that, off the edge, kind of the open side of the run, away from the tight end, and then creating a lot of line movement on the interior. And that line movement versus gap scheme runs can be really detrimental, right? Because one, when you bring a pressure like that, it affects the target, kind of strings the run out. We lose all the double teams that make the gap scheme run so effective. And that can be really, really challenging to contend with. You know, like I played in the blocking surface for my entire career as a blocking tight end, basically an extra offensive lineman. And when you play teams that do that, it becomes really, really challenging. So I think that's one thing that needs to be considered, is you are seeing 8-man boxes, but I think you're also seeing more man coverage on the perimeter, which is affecting your ability to kind of get to your things that offset these pressure looks, right? So one of the things that they didn't do in the Dallas game, which I was a little surprised by, is you're getting all this field pressure from the safety or the nickel. And usually they would kind of just dump that out to a quick screen, but they didn't get to that as much. I think part of that's because They're in man coverage. The Dallas Cowboys were in man coverage. The Chicago Bears were in man coverage, and that tends to be a better zone solution. But all those things kind of stack up and say you're running into extra bodies. You're running into extra bodies that are moving and stunting, and obviously they haven't done a great job of handling that. But I think it's a combination of both those things that kind of lead to the lackluster rushing performance over the last couple of weeks.
And I think on Sunday in particular versus Dallas, Logan, when you think about, the guys that were missing at wide receiver, it becomes even more paramount, I think, to get your running game going and to not be so one dimensional, to be able to use your play action concepts off of stuff as well. When you look at their drop back passing game from Sunday in the first half, at least when Jaden Daniels was in, how would you characterize it? What did you like? What did you not like?
Yeah, I think inconsistent is a good word to describe this game as a whole, right? Inconsistent running the football, inconsistent in the passing game, and I'll get more into the inconsistency in a second. And then on the defensive side of the football, there's inconsistency in terms of execution of assignment. And so let's start with the offense and the passing game. One, I think you get three drops in the first half of that game, and like two of them are like drops, like one's off the face mask, one's off the chest. The other one's kind of a diving catch that needs to happen, but I would characterize it a drop because it hit his hands, right? And Zach Ertz has made that catch before. And then I think there's some other things in terms of miscommunication with receivers. Like I think when you think back to training camp and you see some of these crossing routes, like the first completion or first incompletion of the game to Luke McCaffrey, like the guy that got that rep in training camp was Debo, right? And so Debo's not here, and Jaden's developed a tremendous rapport with timing, execution with that player. And people say, oh, well, he's a great football player. He should be able to do that with anybody. That is true to a certain extent, but understanding kind of how that player sees the route, the angle they're coming out, the speed they're coming out with, it definitely impacts his ability to complete that football. There's another play where, like, I went back and watched all their dropbacks from this year and found a pass concept where they run like a little hitch and a box fade. And it's supposed to be at 5 yards. Eva runs it at 5 yards. Tay runs it at 5 yards. And then Chris Moore runs it at 8.5, 10 yards. And
And it looked
the
like an
ball's
underthrow from
incomplete.
Jaden, but in reality, it's more not hitting the landmark.
And again, like, Moore has been on the practice squad. He's obviously playing multiple positions in the offense. So, like, keeping the detail about his work can be very, very challenging. But I think those types of things show up in games like this, and especially when you're getting into a lot of backup football players. And so the timing's a little bit off, the consistency's a little bit off, and that's just not a good way to execute good football. And again, on the offensive side of the football, it makes a lot of sense because of all the injuries associated with the receiver position. And even with the offensive line, getting Cosmi back in there, I think over the course of the season is going to be a plus. But some of those combinations, some of the communication and pass pro, all that stuff is challenged when you get new pieces in on offense.
I'm glad that you brought up the detail of playing wide receiver and a quarterback expecting a guy to be in a spot, and he's simply not. So I think there were a couple of throws when watching it in real time on the TV copy as you're watching it live Sunday, where it looks like Jaden Daniels is inaccurate, but like going back and watching, I'm like, man, definitely looks like he's thrown to a spot that they're not getting to. For Jaden in particular, evaluating his first half from Sunday. I mean, I know there's obviously the overhang of like, hey, you're down your top three wide receivers. You're working with guys that you don't have a lot of chemistry with. How would you grade his day overall? And then looking at what this is like his fourth start or his fifth start this year, how he's been in terms of ball placement and accuracy, something that was his superpower last year.
Yeah, I mean, I think this year in this game, I think like we talked about some of the deficiencies from the receivers, but I think if you were to talk to Jay, he'd probably own some of the misses too. I think there's opportunities for him to be a little bit more accurate, and part of me wonders if like the knee brace is affecting his ability to really like torque his body, because he's a guy that really is a kind of a like a torso torque kind of thrower. And if it's affecting his ability to kind of actualize some of that. And again, I have no inside baseball on that. That's just a thought that I had in watching the film. But, like the Giants, very accurate. I thought he was accurate at time, really, really accurate versus the Bears. And obviously this is a little bit lacking for some of the reasons we just discussed, not on the same page with the receivers, new people in. But I think also like the miss to Zach, I'm sure that's one that he wants back. There was a miss to Jalen Lane where I couldn't find that concept when I went back and watched all the passing concepts, but it just looks like they're not quite on the same page, right? And so I look at those and I say, like, for the caliber of player that he is, the style of play that he wants to engage in, like, I'm sure he'd say that he could have been better on some of those opportunities. And again, that's what being a good pro is saying, like, looking at yourself critically and saying, these are the areas that I can improve.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan, equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Logan, going back to the run game for a second, because it just popped to my mind as we're having the convo. Going into the week, I was, and I know it's not the same defense because Eberflus is in there now, but last year in the two games against Dallas, it felt like Washington struggled with their traditional run game, and I gave a lot of credit to Oso Odighizuwa. He's a penetrating, get-up-the-field defensive tackle that was beaten. And you mentioned, running gap and those duo blocks where you try to climb up to the second level. It's hard when he's screaming upfield and you're not able to get any pause on him. What did you think about the way the interior offensive line played on Sunday? And were you more surprised that they didn't try to attack Dallas on the edges where you've got Dante Fowler and Ezeraku and some smaller guys?
Well, I think it goes back to the pressure stuff, quite honestly. Yeah. Like, I think, like this is not a necessarily perimeter running team. They want to run duos. They want to run counter. They want to run kind of downhill, attack the A-gap, move people off the spot type of runs. And in this game, I just felt like they didn't. Again, Dallas did some good stuff schematically, but also like it negatively affected the offensive line's ability to target these runs correctly. And you saw that because sometimes there's free runners in the hole, there's loose combinations because we're not going to the right person. And again, like that's part of one of the difficulties of getting in 12 and 13 personnel and running against heavy boxes is that you get more bodies in there. You got to figure out who's who. And I felt like there were times in this game where that was tough. So am I surprised that they didn't attack the perimeter more? No, because that's who they've been this year. That's what they've been successful with. Can they do that? Yeah, they did call some like bounce and perimeter stuff. It just didn't hit very well again because of targeting issues more. So I think as moving forward, again, like we talked about execution and assignment, and I think that's some stuff that group can probably get a little bit better with moving forward.
One specific play, it's actually, ironically, the last play that Jaden played in this football game. When going back and watching, I don't know how fresh that is at the top of your mind. Do you think the ball was out on time there? Do you think that defender in his throwing lane made him drop the football or made him not let it go to Zach Ertz?
Yeah, I mean, I kind of went back and thought, oh, Zach's up and the ball should be out. But I do think, like, the way the defender attacked it and how free the defender was in terms of getting to him, I think it definitely affected his what he thought was his ability to complete that football. So color flash, pulled it down, tried to make a play, and obviously balls out. So I definitely think it was the rusher definitely affected Jaden's ability to complete that football.
Last thing on the offense here real quick. I haven't looked at the snap count, but against Chicago, Jalen Lane outsnapped Luke McCaffrey for the first time this year. We've seen him make some plays. You saw a nice job by him in a scramble drill on the deep shot that Jaden was able to hit him on. Just your thoughts on the two young wide receivers, and do you think there is an opportunity for them to be getting more snaps at this point? It should be.
You know, I think Jalen. Yeah, I think Jalen Lane's done a really nice job. I think he's grown as a route runner and as a pass catcher, and I think there's still room for him to continue to grow, like with most players in the NFL. Like, you haven't arrived, right? But I do think he's shown some really positive signs. And, again, I think you feel his speed, you feel his explosiveness, and it'll be interesting to see over the next couple of weeks if he gets more opportunity. I think Luke is interesting because I think he does the kick return stuff well. I think he blocks well. I think he runs certain elements of the route tree really well. And I think he's kind of in a good spot. And I think, you know, maybe there will be more opportunity for him in the pass game when some of these other pieces come back and he can kind of get a more specific role in terms of touches. But I actually think Luke's doing a really good job with what they're giving him. And, you know, maybe he gets more opportunities. I don't know. But I've been very pleased with Luke so far this season.
Joined right now by former Redskins tight end Logan Paulson, the co-host of the Take Command podcast. You can download that wherever you get your podcast. It's on YouTube as well. I do want to flip to the defensive side of the football. It's kind of hard to – now that I've gone back and – watched a little bit, and I actually watched the defense a lot closer than I watched the offense, Logan. It's just tough, man. You're going up against – you want to give credit to Dallas. I think that's my takeaway coming back from watching the defense, Logan, is I think Dallas, George Pickens is elite. CeeDee Lamb is elite. Dak Prescott is elite. That offensive line, one of the better ones in the National Football League, and when you're down, your best edge rusher – it's just hard to impact Dak, and that's the best way to stop them. Just your overall thoughts, I guess, here quickly on the performance of the defense.
Yeah, I mean, I agree with what you said there quite a bit. You know, I think this was a tough rewatch, and I do think you got to give a lot of credit to Dallas. I think Dak is playing in the position at such a high level, man. He is balling his face out. Like, he's mastery at the line of scrimmage, the way he's throwing the football, his connection with Pickens, and Pickens' ability down the field to, like, win contested catches is really tremendous. And I think, like, after watching him and after watching him over the course of the season, like, he's playing into that top 10 caliber receiver at the moment. Like, he is a special athlete, and he catches his football at a really high level. That being said, I do think there's some stuff that the defense can improve on, like with anything. I think there's some stuff in the run fits where you're like, man, this seems like it's right. I don't know. I don't, you know, I'm just kind of going off what I've seen based on football, what I've seen watching a lot of football. But, you know, there's a lot of runs where there's two guys in a gap or guys getting reached out of gaps. And again, you got to give credit to the offensive line, but I also think that there's better execution to be had there. There's a couple of mental mistakes in coverage situations, right? And there's improvement to be had there. So as much as I want to give credit to Dallas, I do think that there's more meat on the bone for the defense. And I think over the course of the next couple of weeks, I think Joe Wood Jr. is going to work really hard to get that out of them. So while you got to give credit to Dallas, and, you know, we knew this going into the game, this was going to be a tough out because of how skilled they were offensively, I do think that you could have put a better foot forward defensively to kind of maybe manage the score a little bit. Maybe it's 30 instead of whatever it was, 37 or 27 instead of 37. I'm not counting that pick six that Marcus Mariota threw in the second half. But just give your offense maybe a little bit more opportunity to kind of find its way and get yourself in a more competitive football game. Because I said this on the Take Command podcast that I do with Grant, is as we go, this target is going to get smaller and smaller and smaller. And it's because of the injuries. It's because of the level of opponent. And so the target for victory used to be huge, used to be, you know, like the size of a house. Now it's probably the size of a basketball, right? You just got to play really consistent, complementary football. Defense has to support the offense. Special teams has to support both sides of the football. And I think that's what you're feeling there. So what I'm saying, they need to improve and get more detail-oriented with assignment alignment, technique and execution. It's more saying, like, for us to win football games, that's the standard we have to get to. And I think everyone in that building is aware of that.
Yeah, I mean, I'm glad you brought up a term that maybe most casual fans won't know, a reach block. It's one of something you drill if you're having a football training camp, I guess, Logan. It's something your D-line coach is drilling how to beat right away, because it's something that a lot of teams will use. You see it in certain schemes. I know it's a B word to try to beat. It's tough. It's all about that first step. It's all about, like, can you be aggressive and try and get upfield? But then with that reach block, they could use that against you. How do you think Washington is playing that right now? Because it feels like the last 2 weeks in particular, you've seen it happen more than it has over the course of the season.
Yeah, I mean, I think going back and watching the film, there's times where guys are getting reached and they shouldn't get reached. And again, those are NFL offensive linemen; those are professional football players. They're trying to make it hard on you, and sometimes they do. So I think it's about continuing to grow with your craft. I think it's about I was talking with London Fletcher, and Dan Quinn mentioned it too, about just being accountable, just being like, when I turn that film on, can I be better here?
Yeah.
And I think a lot of people would say, yeah. And I think that's what makes them good pros. And that's what makes this team so fun to root for as a fan, is that it's composed of guys who want to get better and want to improve. And if you get a bunch of guys like that pulling in the same direction, there's an opportunity for them to improve in that area for sure.
Do you think we should, or we will see more of the five-man front deployed here moving forward, Logan, when you think about the attrition that they're dealing with up front?
Yeah, I don't know, man. I think that's going to be a question, and that's why Joe Witt Jr. is the defensive coordinator. He's got to make these really tough decisions, because I think the five-man front, Frankie Louvu kind of playing that overhang player, I think it adds a lot of value. I think there are some limitations in coverage that it brings up, and I think with the bodies, the attrition you mentioned, and the bodies that are out, it's going to be really challenging, I think, to stay in that and be effective in it, but it's a big part of what you do. So probably you'll still see it. How much will you see it? Do the roles change? I think, are there ways to get your best, most talented guys on the field more frequently? Those are things that I would think about also. In terms of defensive tackles, you have a very solid group of guys there. Can we move some guys around the front just to kind of get improvement? And does that include the five-man front, or is that a four-man front? I'm not sure, but I really am curious to see what the solution is and what Joe Witt Jr. comes up with over the next couple of weeks.
For sure. I know we're getting limited on time here, so I'll get you a couple more before we let you go. Looking big picture at this thing, man, when you consider what they did this offseason in terms of kind of pushing their chips to the middle, do you look at this as a group whose goal should be at least to make the playoffs, or are you still looking at this from the lens of being in year two of a rebuild?
Well, I think there's two ways to look at it. So one is as an analyst, and obviously, yes, I would think that their goal would be to make the playoffs. That's the goal every year, is to make the playoffs, obviously, right? However, I think for the players and for the staff and for the organization, they're not worried about the playoffs right now. They're worried about winning the next game, and that's how they should be focused on it, right? They should be worrying about winning one. If you win one, then you can win the next one, and then win the next one, and then go on a little bit of a run here, because they're going to have to, right? So I think, like, we as on the outside of the team can look at it and say, yeah, they probably were thinking about getting to the playoffs. Right now, I think they're worried about winning this next football game, which is the way that I was as a player, which is the way every team I was on was like. So that's kind of my thought on that.
And then when you talk about the youth on offense a little bit with Jalen Lane and Luke McCaffrey, defensively, what have you seen from Jordan McGee, and has he warranted more snaps here?
Yeah, I mean, I love watching Jordan play. I mean, he's definitely like a guy that runs around with his hair on fire. You feel his speed. You feel his aggressiveness. You feel his violence. You feel the want to. I just wonder, does it outweigh the tremendous value that Bobby and Frankie bring? And, like, how do you get that third linebacker on the field in a league that's playing more 11 personnel than ever? So that's my question. It just becomes an issue of, like, you're backing up two really, really good football players. Like, what kind of role can we find for you to get on the field more? Because I right now I don't want to take Bobby off the field. I think Bobby's doing a great job. His leadership, you feel it almost every single down. But we'll see. Again, like, he's a guy that definitely flashes and is definitely playing Commanders football, as Dan Quinn would say. So I want to see him more. I just don't know how you get it done.
Then I'll let you go on this. If you were a super difficult question, kind of dumb question on the way out, I will admit. What do you think is, like, I feel like I know the Logan Paulson answer I'm about to get, so I'm walking right into this one. What is the number one thing that you think this team needs to improve on moving forward here to kind of right the ship here and get off of this two-game losing streak?
Yeah, I mean, I could say they got to run the football more. They got to be better against the run. To me, it's just, it goes back to the accountability and the details, right? Like, when you are going through a difficult situation as a team, there's a lot of voices on the outside saying a bunch of different things. Oh, they should do this or they should do that. But I think really what it comes down to is just saying, like, hey, I, as an individual, need to own my responsibility better than anybody in the world. Like, I just need to focus in and own this. And I think if we can get 22 guys, really 53 guys, if you count the practice squad guys, 75 guys that can own their task and be the best at it, and be the best at it they can possibly be. That's the thing that's going to get you out of it, right? It's not the X's and O's. It's really the execution. Like, I was talking to Fletch about this on the Booth Review podcast for the Commanders, and the thing that jumped out to me was just like, you know, like, we can put in all sorts of crazy coverages and crazy blitzes, but we got to execute the stuff we've got in.
Exactly.
Same thing on offense. You know, we got to execute the stuff we got in, and it's the same thing with it's the same thing with offense. We got to get our runs targeted. We got to run the routes to the right depths. We got to, you know, put the ball where it's supposed to be, right? Like, that's what this is. And I think that if everybody can own that and take accountability, that's what's going to get you off the snide. It's not some magic addition in free agency. It's not some magic schematic thing. It's your ownership and your accountability to this team and to the information that you're required to execute.
Because guess what, Logan? If everyone does their 111th, the play works.
Yes. Point blank. That's a great point, man. I've never heard it articulated that way, but that's exactly what it is, right?
Pretty much. Logan, appreciate you as always, my man.
Thanks, bro. Always a pleasure talking.
I love catching up with the professor, Logan Paulson, one half of the Take Command podcast, former Redskins tight end. Make sure you download the Take Command podcast with Logan Paulson and Grant Paulson, who you can hear weekdays 2 to 6:30 over on The Fan. You can check out their podcast on YouTube, as well as wherever you download your podcast. We will take a quick timeout. When we come back, final hour of the program, a jam-packed final hour of the program. We'll go around the NFL. We'll bring you a fresh installment of No Super Six Pack, my top six teams in the NFL. We'll give you a preview of opening night, but when we come back, me and Ant going to revisit our Super Six Pack from Friday, the six Commanders that we put under the microscope. How did they perform on Sunday in Big D? That's next here on the Team 980.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
Hmm.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.